My fellow brothers and sisters, you are that much closer to another year. And thank you so much, Father, for loving each and one of us and creating us for a specific purpose that you have for us. Thank you so much for knowing how many hair follicles are on our head. And thank you so much for naming each star in the sky and having a name for them. Father, thank you so much for knowing that much about us and know what you created us for. And thank you so much for allowing each person that we meet or conversate with give us a puzzle piece to our purpose, Father. Thank you so much. And as you put on my spirit today, I'm going to go ahead and share with my fellow brothers and sisters as your will, Father. Thank you. And you told me to share with my fellow brothers and sisters the scripture of James chapter 4, verses 2 through 8. In the King James Version. So, verse 2 starts off, you are jealous and covet what others have, and your lust goes unfulfilled, so you murder. You are envious and cannot obtain the object of your envy, so you fight and battle. You do not have because you do not ask it of God. You ask God for something and do not receive it because you ask with wrong motives, out of selfishness or with an unrighteous agenda, so that when you get what you want, you may spend it on your hedonistic desires. You adulterous, disloyal sinners, flirting with the world and breaking a vow to God, do you not know that being the world's friend, that is, loving the things of the world, is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says to no purpose that the human spirit which he has made to dwell in us lusts with envy? But he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says God is oppressed to the proud and naughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. So submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Come close to God with a contrite heart, and he will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your unfaithful heart, you double-minded people. There's a lot of wonderful points in that. What our Father was telling us is not to make sure that we follow what the devil wants for us. The devil only wants to steal your joy and your peace with God. And knowing that, yes, you have to be always humble and make sure that you do anything in your purpose. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for giving us the knowledge of what to pray for and what to ask for. And thank you so much for giving us the spirit of allowing us to be one with you, Father. And I said, Father, in this time frame, as we go through the season and the closing of the season, Father, that you just keep our hearts geared to you, Father. And Father, we never want to be double-minded or have an unclean heart. We just want to be humble and stay in your grace and mercy, Father. We love you. We just ask all these things in your holy name, I pray. Amen.